It's 8:44. Joining us now in our studios is the Executive Director of Northfield Shares, Carrie Carroll. Good morning, Carrie. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning. How is everybody today?
You know, this part of everybody's okay.
Fantastic.
How has your summer gone? You look tan and like you've been outdoors and doing stuff.
I have been. It's been great. I've played pickleball and golf and enjoyed time away with the family at the cabin. And, of course, working with our new colleague, Jody Doden, at Northfield Shares, so it's been a great summer, but we've been busy.
I'm sure you have, and you're getting into another busy time now. We're going to start off by talking about the grant cycle, which started, a week or so ago, but it continues on for a while. Tell us about it.
Exactly. So Northfield Shares typically has opened our application for grants, requests for grant proposals in the fall. But we decided to give chance for people who want to do this over their summer months, a chance to work on it at their leisure. So we open up the grant cycle July 4th, basically July 5th, and all applications are still due October 3rd. So people have plenty of time, but we understand fall is busy for many organizations as school gets back in the session and just kind of the life cycles of some of our work starts really kicking off in the fall. So we wanted to make sure organizations had an opportunity to spend time on a revised application and submit them. For those folks who did receive a grant from Northfield Shares last year, we do ask that they submit their impact reports to us by September 30th so we can have all of our information as the grants committee would review all the applications for distribution of dollars.
All right. And we should probably explain a little bit. Northfield Shares. Well, first of all, let's kind of get an idea of what Northfield Shares is. You have several different divisions, I want to say. I don't know if that would be the correct term, but tell us about it.
So we actually have, I think what you're referring to is our three pillars within our mission statement. So we talk about advancing philanthropy, inspiring volunteerism, and promoting collaborative leadership, which are basically our three pillars of our mission statement. Grants, believe it or not, falls into the philanthropy component of that. Basically, in a nutshell, is we just really inspire donors or individuals, business organizations to consider having us help them manage their funds. That would be called an agency fund. We set it up. Sometimes it's a long-term fund that we manage and we help grow. Yes, I know the markets are a little wonky this year, but just, what goes up has to go down and vice versa. So keep that in mind, everybody, with your markets, right? But we do that. We manage the funds for nonprofits and other tax-exempt organizations, individuals, businesses that are really passionate about supporting a specific niche or just the Northfield community or charities of their choice. We can just help them make that easier. We're basically a vehicle to make that happen. And then those endowed funds, a lot of times, for example, we hold a nutting beautification fund. You maybe have remembered me talking about that in the past. And that specific fund was left by the Nutting family with the intent of beautifying Northfield, thus the Nutting Beautification Fund. So that fund spits off probably about $5,000 every year we give to an organization that whose application represents that particular niche, for example, or would support that niche, would be supported by that fund. We hold Field of Interest funds, the Engaseth Rindy Fund, which is, I think, a very interesting piece. It's really about land restoration and research in the Engaseth Rindy Farm, which is way south by Nurstrand. It's a family farm, and they sold the farm and gave us the dollars to endow and manage, and then every year we give out dollars to help do that type of research. So it's just an interesting piece of kind of how that works. It can be literally passion. I just say basically passion and philanthropy. We want to help you make the match.
And if you would like to, folks, think about making your will and such and what you're going to be doing, giving in the future, feel free to contact Northfield Shares. You can start your own fund or contribute to a general fund.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We held a human services assistance fund that was started by a local couple. They're very passionate about human services in town. But they invite everybody to join into, contribute to that fund. And exactly, Jeff, thank you for saying that. Anybody can reach out to us and say, hey, I'm really interested in supporting XYZ within Northfield community. And when we say Northfield community, we really mean, generally speaking, our school district line. So we're much broader than just the downtown Northfield area.
Mm-hmm. Carrie Carroll is with us, the executive director of Northfield Shares. Carrie, I know Northfield Shares has a lot of things going on all the time, as you know, but what else do you have going or coming up in the near future?
Well, so our summers we like to think are kind of slow, but they're really not because we're gearing up for fall. We obviously have this grant process going on. We have October 15th will be our second annual Recharge Northfield event, which is an electric vehicle experiential and expo. People can come down to the middle school, literally test drive an electric vehicle, learn all about all things sustainability. Going back to our funds, we actually have an environmental sustainability fund that we launched last year. So if people are really passionate about providing grants in the future to this area, we have that fund. And then October 27th, we will host our own annual, not even annual, our breakfast, fundraising breakfast to help support our mission. And our mission is really just support all the other missions in town. So we like to think we like to raise all boats.
I'm looking forward to the Recharge Northfield event. Went to that last year and found out all kinds of interesting things. But I got there late and didn't have a chance to drive a car. So this year, it's going to be my goal.
We were really lucky last year. I don't know if you recall, but a year ago, there was like a re-outburst of the whole COVID stuff again. So we didn't really know what kind of test driving we could do. So it was really, one minute we didn't have a car, the next minute we did have cars. So we were really happy to have drive-alongs last year, but we will have plenty. We have a lot of local folks who own electric vehicles, and they were very willing to come out last year and again this year to share and talk about kind of almost like a show and tell.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different educational components, like what does it mean to get an EV? What do you need to have it? How do you set up a charging booth in your garage? And so it's recycling batteries. So that's a new vendor that will be joining us this year.
All right. But, well, I'm sure we'll have you on to promote that event. Once again, it's in mid-October, so we've got a little bit of time.
We got some time.
Carrie, is there anything else you'd like to mention before we let you go?
No, if anybody has questions about Northfield Shares, the granting process, or wants to know more about establishing a fund, by all means, feel free to reach out.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Jeff.
Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Absolutely. It's beautiful.
And I'm sure we'll be talking to you this fall sometime.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.
Carrie Carroll from Northfield Shares. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.